A recent DVD box set from Classic Media presents for the first time the complete adventures of Rocky and Bullwinkle and Friends, hundreds of installments of Rocky the Flying Squirrel and Bullwinkle the Moose, as well as Fractured Fairy Tales, Dudley Do-Right, and Mr. Peabody, the genius dog with a pet boy named Sherman. These primetime TV cartoons go back about 50 years, and our TV critic David Bianculli says that while watching them all over again, so did he.
The TV cartoon series most people refer to as Rocky and Bullwinkle actually was two shows with two different titles shown on two different networks. Rocky and His Friends came first in 1959. And when ABC canceled that series after 2 years, NBC picked up the ball the very next night to present The Bullwinkle Show, which ran from 1961 to 1964. Both shows were co-created by Jay Ward and Bill Scott, and both were aimed at adults as much as children. Back then, I thought these shows were just about the best television ever made. Half a century later, after conning my way into watching TV for a living, I still do. I had just turned 6 when Rocky and His Friends premiered, and the show arrived on TV like a birthday present meant just for me. It was the first TV show I remember staying up late to watch and waiting eagerly for each new installment to arrive. Through the years, each 30-minute program had different ingredients, but the same basic format. A serialized adventure of Rocky and Bullwinkle would open and close each show. In between would be other features, just as warped and just as funny. During the first season, for example, Bullwinkle would recite poetry or offer little-known facts as Mr. Know-It-All. And Mr. Peabody, the time-traveling talking dog, would set his Wayback Machine, and he and his pet boy, Sherman, would visit famous moments in history. And then there was my favorite. Fractured Fairy Tales. These short cartoons were narrated by Edward Everett Horton, who had the most soothing TV voice this side of Fred Rogers. He told, or retold, familiar fairy tales, but with wickedly modern spins. In this first season take on Sleeping Beauty, for example, the voice of the prince is provided by Dawes Butler, who later played Yogi Bear. And when this prince discovers his Sleeping Beauty, his unique reaction owes its inspiration to a famous theme park that had opened just 4 years before.
The prince made straight for the tower room.
Sleeping Beauty! I've come at last! With one kiss, I shall waken you and... Wait a minute. Awake, she's just another princess. Asleep, she's a gold mine. I can see it now. Sleeping Beauty comics, Sleeping Beauty hats, Sleeping Beauty bubble gum, and biggest of all, Sleeping Beauty Land.
Sure enough, the castle was soon made ready as a great tourist attraction. There was moat land.
Have your ex-coupons ready, please. Have your ex-coupons ready.
There was entrance hall land.
Y coupons, please.
There was stair land.
That's a Z coupon, folks. A Z coupon.
And of course, Sleeping Beauty herself.
In later years, Fractured Fairy Tales would give way to other features, like Dudley Do-Right of the Mounties. But Rocky and Bullwinkle remained constant, with their adventures pitting them against Cold War spies Boris and Natasha. I was well into my 20s when I finally put it together that Boris Badenov was a play on an opera called Boris Godunov. But some jokes I got right away, and they still make me laugh. Like the episode where Rocky and Bullwinkle take a wheelbarrow full of box tops, which kids used to save to send in for prizes, and try to deposit them at their local bank.
Could we have a little service, please?
Yes, certainly, sir. Arbogast, call the police. The FBI. My wife.
I'd like to start a box top account with your bank.
Yes, sir. What kind? Just checking?
No, I really mean it.
Meanwhile, a bevy of law enforcement officers were...
Clearly, this is where my love of puns and bad jokes comes from. And my love of satire. And I know I'm not alone. Matt Groening told me once that if not for Mad Magazine and Rocky and Bullwinkle, he probably never would have had his sense of humor or love of cartoons. And all he did was go off and create The Simpsons, the longest-running animated series in TV history. But Rocky and Bullwinkle was there first, entertaining us all and influencing a lot of us. It's a delight to have the entire series in one set to relive the early days. The animation, especially on the ABC series, is pretty crude. But the humor, time and again, hits it out of the park.
David Bianculli is founder and editor of TVWorthWatching.com and teaches TV and film history at Rowan University in New Jersey.